You know, maybe you need to diversify a little so that you feel like there's some money that's being taken care of for you or something. But I think, you know, and based on what I saw, you have a flair for the media and for getting interesting people together, for doing different things. I just keep driving that. That's a pretty good thing to be betting on.
I follow you.
But we do. We accept investors. We, you know, we have a fund and we do our thing. I'm happy to send that out to you if you like.
Please. Yeah, no, heck yeah. I mean, I'm looking at your track record and it's just like, yeah, the quality of company and the people that you believe in. It's like you said, this new company that you're looking at with that plant trees with drones. It's like, come on, man, I'm behind you. With you, let's go. With you, you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm behind that. So yeah, that's amazing.
I have one final question, and then I think Lil B, you may have a poem if you want to share something.
Okay, but
My final question for both of you is, you guys talk a lot about like confidence and how to go your own path, and like Keeping Cozy is for, you know, college students and young people. And I feel like the world in which we're brought up in is, you know, follow what makes money at the moment. Don't become a rapper. Don't like, you know, create your own fund, do things by the books. But how do you get the confidence to like kind of leave that bubble of doing what you're supposed to do?
For me, it was just small wins. You start with a few small wins and you go, okay, I got that. And then you go for a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger, a little bit bigger. And you look back, and sometimes things go badly and then you don't have the resources. And sometimes they go well and you do have the resources. And then you have to, in both cases, you have to get creative and say, okay, what do I do now? I think that's it for me. And it helped me. I played a lot of chess with my dad. Mm-hmm. And it helped me to sort of think a couple of steps ahead. So I'm always kind of, I have no idea what's going on like right now. I don't really follow the news very well. Like, But I have a pretty good sense of what's going to be happening 5 or 10 years from now. And, you know, that's where people look at me. They think, God, he's so weird because he's into this Bitcoin thing and it just seems weird. Mm-hmm. Or he's into, you know, God, he did that stupid deal with us, you know, and the electric car thing.
I love it, though.
And each time it was like I was doing something stupid at the time. Right. And if anybody was watching the news, they would have realized that I made a huge mistake. But then down the road, it was like, oh, maybe he knew something we didn't.
Right. Exactly. Right. Forward thinking.
What about you, Lil B? How did you get to become confident?
You know, I think it's when I'm, you know, getting around legends like yourself that brings even more confidence. But even before that, I think it's about having like faith, you know, and faith within you know, God, or if, you know, if you don't believe in God, whatever that you believe in, that and why you feel like you're here as a person. Like, you know, I have faith and I believe that I'm here for music and to think and to inspire people and to figure out how I can like serve the world. You know, I mean, that's kind of like really my calling. Like I love to like serve and help people because so many people have helped me, right? And you know, I don't want to say serve me, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so hey, so but look,
Bob Dylan, you gotta serve somebody.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, because that's what, like, how can I serve the world? You know, like, so that's kind of like my thing. It's like I've gotten so much love, and I have faith that. And sometimes, you know, I wonder what am I here for? You know what I'm saying? Like, why am I? You know, what am I here on Earth for? Why was I? You know, and but I always go back to the reason I know why I'm here. You know, it's for music, it's for what I love. And music is more than, for me, right? It's more than just putting together sounds and rapping over something. It's the intent behind it, you know? Like my intent to bring people together. My intent to maybe feel like if you're listening to this with your headphones and you're alone, I'm that friend for you. Or if you want to go and feel, you know, edgy, you can listen to the music. You know what I'm saying? Or if you want to go into another place and just free your mind. You know what I'm saying? So it is so many reasons why I make music. And I just think everything that people do, it should be the intent. What is the intent behind what you're doing? Like, if you like to cook and you love to look like genuinely help people, you know, through food, you should, you know, cook and try to start some cooking app or some, you know what I mean? Or some brick and mortar, you know, where you're and feed people, you know, look, go to Menlo Park and start something, you know what I'm saying? And feed the folks around there. You dig? So, hey, and that's why I'm in it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a poem you want to end on, Lil B?
You know, I will say this. My people, we could change the world. It takes a brave one to stand up, live positive, turn that frown upside down. Love means life. It's our town. My people, we could change the world. It takes a brave one to stand up, live positive, turn that frown upside down. Love means life. It's our town.
Thank you.
I love it.
Bless your hearts, man. Bless your hearts. Thanks. I mean, I try to keep it simple. Straight to the heart. You know what I'm saying?
I think this was a legendary interview. I think it'll maybe hit 100K views. Thank you guys so much.
Everything. I think it's going to hit a million views. That's what I'm saying. Hey, and send it to me. I'll pass it off to my audience. My audience and your audience are going to be very different. This is going to be fun.
That's the beauty of it.
I want some of your folks too. You know what I'm saying? Let them know what's good. Even if it's 1%, that's real.
I mean, but hip hop and entrepreneurship are the hustle, right? Like, it's so similar when you think about it.
Yeah. No, it is. I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, musicians and hip hop, we're looking to invest. I mean, so many rap artists are looking for, you know, the right counsel, as well as, you know, obviously educating yourself to understand, but looking to team up with the right counsel, because I mean, music essentially is teamwork. And these rappers and musicians, including myself, we're making this capital. So it's like, where can we, you know, invest this and spread this love and, you know, make it bigger, you know what I'm saying? And not just for self, but what can we do that's actually going to impact the world? You know what I'm saying?
Tim, do you think there could be a hip hop fund down the line?
Absolutely. You know what's really fun is that I have a horrible voice, but I totally love singing. And so I go to karaoke things and I grab the microphone and I've got it the whole time. I have a couple of guys, sometimes I'll sing with a band and I just love doing it. I get the love of that music. It is, there's something great about it. It's so good for you, and boy, making a living doing it. Wow.
Yeah. Thank you.
That is impressive.
Thank you, man. No, yeah, same to you, man.
You have done something really extraordinary. So
thank you. Thank you.
Thanks to both of you guys.
Hey, this was fun, Jacob. Yeah, you call me anytime you have something fun for me to do like this.
Yeah. Well, to both
and
of you
Lil
guys.
B, this was a great honor. I am thrilled. I think we had fun, and I think we'll have to keep it.
No, this is just a start. I see you around. You know what I'm saying?
You guys are in the same area.
We're going to make something happen.
And I just want to say thanks, because this is, you know, you guys are helping me make this podcast a reality. So that means a lot to me. And
Jay, you're a legend. You're a legend, brother.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Okay, have a great one.
Bye.
Yep. Peace.